I'm with Andrew Jacobs, and we're at the end of Learning Technologies 2014. Andrew has been talking at the conference, and he talked at our event Learning Tech Inside Out last night. So, Andrew, I just wanted to ask you, or give us a flavour of what you've been talking about and the kind of conversations you've had around that.
Thanks, Martin. The event last night was excellent. It was really good to meet with people and have face-to-face and talk about things that they're doing as much as stuff I'm doing. Mm. What I've been doing at the event is trying to get the idea to people about disruptive innovation. Disruptive innovation is a new market that you create, and we don't do that in learning and development. In learning and development, we like producing Mexican food, the same thing refolded in a different way, and we serve it up suggesting it's new, and we don't do that. So I've just been trying to put the idea in people's heads that you can disrupt, it's not negative, and it can still be very innovative.
Now, you've managed to do this where you work on not much of a budget and with a big workforce. So what's that looking like for you, disruptive innovation?
So I've removed all courses, classes and workshops from my calendar. I have no calendar, and I've built a peer-to-peer sharing platform where people can access any content that they want at any time. No content is locked down, and they can find any expert in the organisation who can help them with an activity straight away. It's as simple as going to the platform, clicking on the word coaching, and finding a number of coaches who will be able to agree sessions with them to develop them. What's important is I don't count any of it. I measure nothing other than engagement. The counting is done by the line manager in the workplace, understanding the performance improvement.
Now, what's the reaction when you've been talking to people here about that approach and the kind of successes you've been having? What are people saying to you?
Shock and fear. Shock because I don't think they realise how little money is around in local government. And fear because they realise that if they don't change, they will be changed.
But do you get any sense of people wanting to do the types of thing that you've been doing?
It's interesting, I keep hearing reasons why people can't do it, and they're generally based around four areas. First area is physical. They have training rooms, they have systems, they have technology, and so they have to use it. Second one is around temporal, i.e. time-based. Is it the right time to change it now? What happens in a year's time when things are different? We've never done anything like this in the past. The third factor is lateral, as in who else is doing this. It's very easy to go, well, there's just this one person who's doing things differently. Who else? Is there a groundswell of movement of doing things differently? And the last one's hierarchical. Irrespective of what I might want to do, who are my bosses and what support will they have to do something differently?
So what would you say to your peers? What have you been saying about what you do? You've done something radical where you are. Where does radical start?
Radical starts is just doing something different, anything different. What could you, if you were to build an absolutely extreme example of your learning platform, what's the most extreme example that you could produce of how you're going to support your organisation? Go for the absolute most weird and wonderful ideas and take a tenth of one of them, and that's disruptive.
So, good tips there. And is there any other tip you would give? We've got, finally, from what you've been hearing and saying?
Be creative. It doesn't have to be perfect. Messy's fine. Messy isn't bad. Messy just means that it's a work in progress. And why should learning and development have the God-given right to say, this is how things must be? Let people learn for themselves. Give them the power.
Andrew, that's fantastic. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.